I walked into the Dublin Web Summit headquarters out of the really foul weather. I was dropped off by a good friend and I made my way into this place and I had no idea what to expect. And it was one hell of a shock. The first thing that shocked me was that the guy who opened the door to me was Paddy Cosgrave, the inventor of the Dublin Web Summit. And I had never actually met him before. He's taller than I realised, even younger than I realised, even though I realised that he was a very young man. And he had a tiny, tiny dog. I was so enthralled with this tiny little dog. I have a photograph of it and I'll put it up, but I forgot to ask what breed it was. So I don't know. So I walked in here and I walked in just saying hello to Paddy. We had spoken on the phone. I'd interviewed him after the web about 2 years ago or one and a half, yeah, nearly 2 years ago, after he went with other people to the web from Ireland. But then I found myself agog, in some state of astonishment at what I met inside the building. I mean, I was prepared for it to be, you know, a large, tiny startup size, but it was huge, and all over the wall were masses and masses of post-it notes stuck up, almost like an artist would create an installation or something. And, of course, very strong design on the wall of the Dublin Web Summit logo and everything. And, sorry, as I'm standing here, the little dog has come and is now standing underneath my legs and has decided to walk off in the direction of some of the developers. The place is internally partitioned by glass. I was brought upstairs for a very quick look by Dara Hickey, or no, I forget which of them brought me upstairs, to be absolutely honest. And that's when I really had my breath taken away. The place is full. There are loads of people here. Loads of women. Loads of women. Men too. But, you know, the whole... I'm used to... I don't know. I suppose I hadn't thought it through, to be honest. But I think I probably thought there were more men involved. And the place has got, if anything, more women than men. All young people. Fantastically, you know, just like you'd imagine what software developers are like, but these people are setting up meetings and making arrangements, and to be truthful, I don't know what they all actually do, but I'm in the presence of a substantial operation, and they also told me that there's another building. Now, okay, you might think, and I suppose I think, feel a bit silly about this, you might think, well, anything that's going to be bringing 3,000 people up from 1,500 last year, I learned in the interview later on, to Dublin for this demands one hell of a lot of organisation. And I don't think, I've only spoken about the Dublin Web Summit, not what all the other things that they do here are, because there are actually, if you go on the website, you will see that they do other things other than the Dublin Web Summit. So that's it. I'm calming down slowly, because I then had sat down. I didn't want to get in people's way. I had the briefest of brief chat with Paddy, who was working away, a bit like Richard Branson, I have to say. He doesn't look like he has a desk. He just sits on a sofa or sat on a sofa with his dog, got on with stuff. And then I went into a room and Dara Hickey and I went over what's coming up. He told me lots of things. He asked me what I'd like to do during the summit. Now the dog has come here to sit beside me. What a lovely dog. Oh, he's jumped off and gone after his owner, who's wearing a SoundCloud black and white t-shirt. So that's it. I don't want to do ambient sound, lest you might hear people on the telephones here mentioning real names of celebrities, and that might not be appropriate. But I am literally having to calm down after a very exciting time. And it has all whetted my appetite for it. But more than whetted my appetite, it's actually done something more. I was intellectually impressed with the development of the Dublin Web Summit anyway, from the point of view of being an outsider to it over the last few years. But now that I visited the headquarters of it and seen real people doing things and soaked up a bit of the atmosphere, I'm just amazed at how these young people, I call them really, you know, have built such a great thing. And of course, you know, I'd love to find out exactly how they did it. And they probably told the story in 100 blog posts or 100 interviews. So, you know, but anyway, this Dublin Web Summit on the 17th and 18th of October, you know, 20% came from abroad, 50% is coming from abroad this year. And in the past, I mean, I'm looking here at there, I guess it might be a kind of roll call, that in the past, the founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, has been here, the founder of YouTube, Chad Hurley, has been here, the founder of Skype, Nicholas Enstrom, has been here, the founder of LinkedIn, Eric Lai or Lee, has been here, Amazon CTO, Verna Vogels, I won't pretend to know all of these people, the founder of WordPress, Matt Mulliveg, and I don't know, the founder of Angry Birds has been here, and the... That's Mikkel Head. Some of you know these people intimately. I'm obviously proving how little I've never met any of these people face to face. The co-founder of Peak Games. You know, and I'm looking at other companies that have been here from the bottom up. SoundCloud, Amazon, Heineken, IBM, WPP, don't know who they are. Accel, AWCEL, don't know who they are. Zynga, LinkedIn, Google. There's somebody here who's got a symbol of an apple. I don't know what that really is. It just looks like it's had a bite taken out of it. Facebook and Twitter. So look, folks, that's just sharing, I think, the experience of being here. You'll be hearing quite a lot more from me in the coming weeks, actually, before it starts. But it's been a real love to get here today. And it's about time I went off and had a pint of Guinness. I better go and find somebody to go and hang out in a bar or a pub with. I think I'll go on to Twitter. Bye.